Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1064, for Saturday, November 15th, 2025. This is the BGG Pageviews edition. Climbing two spots for the second week in a row, from 24 to 22 to 20, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 18,680. That's a gain of 2,282, or 14% from last week, and is about 500 more than last week's number 20. Down 5 to 19, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 18,775. 95 more than Brass, a decline of 17%. 2 weeks ago at number 38, last week up 15 positions to number 23, this week up 5 more to 18. Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 18,811. 36 more than Vantage, 131 more than Brass, and a gain of 16%. After 3 weeks in the top 10, down 10 to 17, Orloy, by Paloma J. Pascual and Abraham Sanchez Hermida, published by Paraloco Games, with 19,139, about 350 more than Spirit Island, at a decline of 38%. After 2 weeks in the top 10, down 12 to 16, Recall, by Christian Amundsen Østby, Helga Meissner, Anna Wurmland, and Kjetil Svensson, published by Alion Games, with 19,632, about 500 more than Orloy, a decline of 51%. Also, after 2 weeks and back in the top 10, or in the top 10, down 13 to 15, Deckers, by Richard Wilkins, published by Deep Print Games and Pegasus Spiele, with 20,118, about 500 more than Recall, and a decline of 61%. After 2 weeks at number 18, climbing 4 to 14, Arc Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 20,978, 860 more than Deckers, a gain of 7.7%. Entering at number 13, Terra Mystica, the Special Edition, by Helga Ostertag and Jens Drogemüller, published by Steamforged Games, with 21,619, about 650 more than Arc Nova. Re-entering at number 12, Terra Mystica, by Helga Ostertag and Jens Drogemüller, published by Capstone Games and Fürlandspiele, with 22,051, about 400 more than its special edition. After 1 week in the top 10, down 5 to 11, The Hobbit, There and Back Again, by Rainer Knizia, published by Office Dog, with 22,480, about 400 more than Terra Mystica, and about 800 more than its special edition. There are 5 new entries in the top 10. We've heard from 4 of the games falling out already, from 6 to 11, The Hobbit, There and Back Again, from 2 to 15, Deckers, from 4 to 16, Recall, from 7 to 17, Orloy, also from 10 to 22, Sanctuary. We also have another game in the Million Club making a move into a new tier. Crossing the 4 million view threshold this week is Azul, ranked number 72 for page views this week. Number 10, Speakeasy, by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 23,871, 1,400 more than The Hobbit, a decline of 8.5%, and yet it moves up one position to re-enter the top 10 after a week away. That's because the number 10 position has about 2,200 views fewer than it did last week, which is actually closer to last week's total than last week was to the week before as we continue to tail away after Essen. Also, quite a shrinking of a gap between 10 and 20. They're only about 5,000 views apart at this point. The Speakeasy missed the top 10 last week by only 6 views. Number 9, Tag Team by Gricha Herman and Corentin Lebrat, published by Scorpion Maskey, with 24,824. About 950 more than The Hobbit, or rather more than Speakeasy, and a gain of 6%. This tag team has been on the move in the last few weeks. It was number 34 3 weeks ago, jumped up to 17, then climbed 4 to 13, and now is climbing 4 more to number 9. It is a two-player card game called, quote, an auto-battler combined with a deck-building game, unquote, where each player selects two fighters from an array of 12 and it combines them together. Number 8, Duel for Middle-Earth, Allies, by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production, with 26,438, 1,600 more than Tag Team, a decline of 56%. Not the largest decline that we have seen this week in the top 20, but not far from it, as it falls from its lofty number 1 position last week, down 7. Number 7, Fate of the Fellowship, by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 29,426, 3,000 more than the Duel for Middle-Earth expansion, a gain of 5.5%, and 2 positions. Number 6, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 30,427, 1,001 more than Fate of the Fellowship, a gain of 3.7%, and it also gains 2 positions after being parked at number 8 the last 2 weeks. This is actually the highest position SETI has seen in over 2 months since it was last in the top 5 the first week of September. It's also the 60th week in the top 10 for SETI, making it just the 20th game to spend 60 or more weeks on the chart. Of those top 20 longest-running games, 7 of them have had their most recent charting week in this calendar year. That includes, of course, SETI, tied for number 19 with 60 weeks, number 14, Heat, with 76 weeks, just above it, number 13, Arcs, with 77 weeks. Number 11, Wingspan, has had 85. Tied for number 7, Spirit Island, 126. Fourth position, Arc Nova, has had 164 weeks. And the runner-up at number 2, Terraforming Mars, 237. Number 5, Sweet Lands, by Totsuka Chuo, published by Uchi Bakoya, with 31,192, about 750 more than SETI, and about double what it had last week, as it returns to the top 10 after 3 weeks away, charting for the third time. Over the last 5 weeks, Sweet Lands has performed thusly. Number 6, number 6, number 59, then something lower than that, perhaps, but within the top 100, so maybe in the 70-80 range. Then number 25 last week, and now a 20-position jump up to its highest position, number 5. The setting of Sweet Lands is a, quote, kingdom of delightful confections, unquote. It is a heavy Euro game. You build a city and you develop cities and you advance on various tracks. Number 4, Covenant, by Herman P. Mayan, published by Devere Games, with 37,235, 6,000 more than Sweet Lands, a decline of 26%, a pretty hefty decline, although only loses 1 position. It was number Number 1, 2 weeks ago. Number 3, The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Erie Idol Games, with 48,411, 11,000 more than Covenant, and a gain of almost 16,000, or 49%, half again as much what it had last week, when it sat in its second week at number 5, so it also sees a 2-position climb. This is the 10th week in the top 10 for The Old King's Crown, marking it as the 112th game to reach that mark. Number 2, Tigris and Euphrates by Reiner Knizia, published by 25th Century Games, with 63,371, 15,000 more than The Old King's Crown. Yes, this game was released in 1997, currently ranked number 125 on Board Game Geek, but it's a debut on this chart because, though this chart goes back 13 years and Tigris and Euphrates is a longtime popular game, it's never had that level of popularity or hotness. Do I need to describe what Tigris and Euphrates is? Well, it's a tile placement area majority game set in ancient Mesopotamia, and it's widely regarded as one of the best board games of all time. There's a new edition coming to crowdfunding in the first quarter of next year. Number 1, Vampire Lords by Veronica and Maciej Galas, published by themselves. It's a self-published game with 65,767. Only about 2,400 more than Tigris and Euphrates, so pretty tight here at the top of the list. Only about 3 or 4% of the total of Vampire Lords separating the top two games. This is a debut, and so naturally also its first week at number 1. It is set in 15th century Romania and includes, perhaps unsurprisingly, vampires, including, perhaps unsurprisingly, Dracula. It, quote, combines deck building and area control with asymmetric vampire factions, unquote. For Saturday, November 15th, 2025.